Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here's your host for On the Mark, Joe McGranahan.
Thank you and welcome on board On the Mark. It's a pleasure to be here on the day after Christmas. Hope you and your family had a wonderful Christmas and are now recovered and ready to spend today calling us and On the Mark at 1-800-795-9565. That's our toll-free hotline number, brought to you by the Hometown Pharmacies. They are the Shade Mountain Pharmacy, Mount Pleasant Mills, the Norrie Pharmacy, the Danville Pharmacy, the Lewisburg Pharmacy, Trutz Pharmacy in Mifflinburg, and the Bloomsburg Medicine Shop. Our entire program is brought to you by the good folks at the Sunbury Motor Company, a family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Streets in Sunbury, and Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Find out lots more about them at www.sunburymotors.com. They invite you to visit the Quick Lane on North 4th Street in Sunbury, where they specialize in all types of service on vehicles, state inspections, and nitrogen for tires, and they're open Monday through Friday, 6:30 a.m. to 6 p.m., Saturday, 6:30 a.m. till 2 p.m. The Sunbury Motor Company sells Ford, Hyundai, Kia, and Lincoln cars. They are the premier service provider for all makes of cars and trucks and all sizes of trucks, and they're a master towing service with decades of experience. If you are not near a phone this morning but still want to participate in the program, you may email us at onthemark@wkok.com or text us at 70236. And I'm pleased to say that with me again this morning is Steve Kushaloff. Steve, good morning.
Good morning, Joe, and I'm pleased to be here and enjoying this post-Christmas day with you. It doesn't get better.
Well, it could. We could agree.
It could, and I'm still waiting for your Christmas present.
Well, it's going to be a long wait.
Yeah, I'm afraid of that. Okay, well. Yeah.
But it's ironic, we kept bumping into each other the past couple of days and always involving food. This is the first time I've seen you without food being involved.
Right, and I do have a hamburger in my jacket pocket.
Okay.
Just in case I get hungry.
Is that leftover from BJ's on Christmas Eve?
Well, that's where we saw each other. BJ's on Christmas Eve and
Burger King. That's both ends of the dining spectrum.
Well, kind of, yeah. So did you have a good Christmas?
Yes, sir. I hope you did as well.
Yes. We've still got some family at home. My daughter, her son, they're at home. And there seem to be a lot of leftovers at home.
Oh, you must have big food?
Oh, well, we didn't. A lot of cookies, a lot of sweets. I made my buffalo chicken dip, which I hate to be immodest, but I think it's the world's best. I'm not sure how many people agree, so I still have some of that. Anyway, Joe.
Well, that's what the Christmas season is about, spending time with family. We had our new grandson, Jordan, who's just now 4 months old, and our other grandson, Logan, our older grandson, who's 10. So we have both ends of the spectrum there.
Yeah.
Got to spend time with them, and that's always fun.
Yeah. You said you're... The 10-year-old is taking piano lessons,
yes, and he gave me a little concert yesterday, played for us. He's doing well.
Yeah, mine is about, he's 8, he's taking violin lessons. He didn't bring the violin with him this time, but...
So he fiddles around.
He fiddles a very good, Joe, I'm telling you. All right.
Now, hey, that's a great instrument. I'm always amazed at somebody, when I watch people play the violin, it's always amazing to me that they can do that, but then...
Right. Yeah. I always wonder, how do you find the notes? There's nothing there.
And where do you put your finger? Well, it's like I play trombone, and, you know, a lot of people say, well, how do you know where the positions are? Well, after a while, you know where they are. There's 7 of them.
Mm.
The 8th one is your slide falls off the end of the horn. But, you know, so over time, you get to know where they are. But, you know, it's almost infinite the number of things you can do with where your fingers are on a string. It'd be just a little bit off. So.
Yeah. And I have wondered that with a trombone. I really have, because... there's nothing there. I mean, piano, of course, you have the keys, so you know where the C is and the D, etc. a guitar, the neck is divided into frets, and they're marked.
Well, and if you have a short arm, getting the seventh position on the trombone is not easy.
Hmm. Okay.
1, 2, 3, and 4, pretty easy. But
yeah.
5, 6, and 7 can be a little tricky.
Yeah.
Anyway, we are now in a government shutdown, Steve. Good thing, bad thing? President Trump saying we're not going to budge, we want the wall. And then you have the Democrats who supported the wall before now saying not a cent.
Well, obviously, it's not a good thing when the government is shut down, especially over such a... I think I saw the figure this morning. The figure is like for 1/10 of 1%
of
the budget,
yeah,
we're closed. The president stayed in Washington. He didn't go down to Mar-a-Lago because he thought that the optics, he thought that would look bad.
Well, it would, just the way some people accused President Obama of vacationing to Martha's Vineyard when things were bad. But still, the president deserves time off. I don't care whether it's a Republican or Democrat.
Oh, sure, sure.
They work hard. That's a tough job.
Well, yesterday, you know, the president likes to use Twitter. And yesterday, he sent out a tweet. And I could find it for you on my computer if you'd like. It said,
I'll take your word for it.
Okay. It said, I am all alone, poor me, in the White House.
Really?
Absolutely. I read that, and Joe, I said, no, that can't be right. And I looked, sure enough, there it was. You know, Joe...
Where was his wife and his son?
I don't know. Maybe they were out.
Nobody's alone shopping in the White House. I'm sure there were plenty of staff people there.
You know, you don't want a president. You do not want a president of the United States who is sitting there, being there, whatever, feeling sorry for themselves. You like to have a president who at least is showing some level of strength, some level of optimism, some... You know, Ronald Reagan...
Excuse me, I have to stand up for a moment.
I know, Joe, you have to stand up and genuflect. You know, I didn't share political views with Ronald Reagan, nor did a lot of people, and yet, my gosh, he certainly, with folks from a more conservative bent, is just beloved. And the thing that they always talk about with Ronald Reagan, whatever you thought about his political views...
His sunny disposition and optimism.
Right. His disposition and his optimism.
Yep.
You know, I'm telling you, we have a person in the White House today who...
You think he's morose?
He certainly exudes no optimism whatsoever. And I almost think it's starting to show in the economy. You sent me a very interesting email today about the Christmas sales.
Exceeding expectations,
oh
yes.
Oh, my gosh. It said that the holiday sales increased at the best pace in 6 years. Holiday sales were way up.
$850 billion estimated spent on Christmas.
Dollars. They, if you take automobiles out of the equation, they went up over 5%. And I will tell you, I was out this past weekend. I was out driving around this past weekend. It was like Black Friday out there.
Yeah.
You know. So, yes. So, holiday sales were booming. I read a figure this morning that in the last year, I believe, wages have increased.
Yes, they are going up.
For workers by about 3.1.
Employment's way up among different groups, ethnic groups that normally have had very low employment figures. Yeah. Are now much better.
Yeah. So, Joe, tell me why. Why did the stock market the day before Christmas?
Yeah, tank.
It did not just tank. The stock market... it was the worst Christmas Eve in the stock market
since 31.
Since the Great Depression.
Yep. Yeah, well, you know, I think there are a couple of different reasons for that. I don't, you know, nobody wanted to give the president any credit when the stock market was setting new highs. So I don't think we should give him any blame when it sets new lows.
No, I'm not doing that. I'm not blaming him.
I think there's some external factors here that are concerning. I mean, the Wall Street's always skittish about things. When it looks like the Fed's doing something that's going to drive up interest rates or slow down the economy, they go a little bit overboard. But, you know, one thing's been true historically with the stock market. It goes up, it goes down.
So I don't
get overly concerned, although I saw I was with some people yesterday, and my one friend it was obviously bemoaning the fact that his 401k wasn't doing as well yesterday as it had been doing in days before. But I said, I think I said to him, it'll come back up.
Well, sure it will, Joe. I mean, I remember back in the Great Recession of 2007, 2008, 2009, I lost about a third of my my 401k, as did many of the people that I know. And I agree with you. I don't think you can blame a president for the performance of the stock market, although your president, or the president, certainly did try to take credit when the stock market was booming, which is neither here nor there.
So did President Obama. Remember where this all started.
Yeah. Now, what I would be a little concerned about is what I see as the response from the Trump administration. Number one, he would like to fire the chairman of the Federal Reserve, which is a person, Mr. Powell, who Trump himself appointed to the position. He says the Federal Reserve doesn't have a touch for the stock market.
Well, some people think he's angry at Mnuchin for telling him tough stuff, so who knows?
Right. And now his Treasury Secretary goes out and calls six of the biggest banks in the United States to make sure that they're liquid. In other words, to make sure that they have enough cash on hand so that if there's a run on the banks, they'll have enough money to give people. You know, this is...
I don't think there's going to be a run on the banks.
I don't think so either. But what I am saying is that this administration exudes a sense of panic and a sense of erraticism, and just as we were saying about President Reagan, where he exuded a sunny disposition and optimism, Donald Trump exudes a sense of erraticism and
panic. But you forget what Ronald Reagan was criticized for, his rosy scenarios. He believed everything was much better than it was.
Well,
he always told the story about the little boy who was digging through a pile of manure on Christmas, and someone said to him, "What are you doing?" He said, "I know there's a pony in here somewhere."
That's a good joke, Joe. Yeah. And I've heard that joke many
Ronald
times.
Ronald Reagan told it.
I don't know if he... But anyway, but that's the point I'm making. You know, I more and more I'm actually seeing articles, and this will floor you, but I'm seeing them, that in many ways Trump is doing perhaps not only what people want him to do, but perhaps he is doing the right thing. Even this pulling the troops out of Syria. You know, Americans are getting fed up with having our soldiers fighting wars here and there and here and there when it appears that national security is not in place. And so, you know, maybe pulling the troops out of Syria, maybe it's the right thing. But it always comes back to you look at how he is doing it with a sense of erraticism, without involving his own advisors, without involving allies across the world.
But he's not the first president who, despite the fact he has advisors, chose to go his own way. I can cite you numerous examples of presidential decision-making over the years by presidents of both parties.
Oh, sure. In fact, here, let me just show you a headline.
Hang on to it because we got to take a break. Hold on to that thought. We invite your calls and comments this morning. Your participation is always welcome. 1-800-795-9565 or email us at onthemark@wkok.com.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC Way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC Way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC Way. The choice is up to you. The other guy's way or the SMC Way. The SMC Way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
I'm sorry, we're back. I was talking to Steve and ignoring it. Thank you for pounding on the wall over there. Our producer, Rob Center, let me know that we were back. You were in the middle of something before we started, and I want to let you finish it.
Well, Joe, you said, you know, a lot of president. We were talking about pulling troops out of war zones, I guess, and you said many
presidents. Making unilateral decisions is what I was talking about.
Well, I don't know, you know... Here's the headline. This is from a newspaper about a week ago. It says here, Trump making the same mistakes as Obama in the Mideast. And there were many who chastised President Obama for pulling our troops out of these countries. You know, I can sit here and I can try to defend Obama, but the point is, at the very least, when President Obama did such a thing, he did it with getting advice from the folks he had put in position to give him advice. He did it with involving our allies before he did it. In this case, Donald Trump gets a phone call from the president of Turkey, and the president of Turkey says, "Hey, we're gonna attack the Kurds."
Well, President Erdogan is not exactly a human rights advocate.
Well, there you go. But he was good enough that he persuaded Donald Trump to pull our troops.
Well, stop and look at it for a minute. Everybody said President Obama and all of our presidents committed to moving the U.S. embassy to Jerusalem. President Trump did it, and there's an uproar. Oh, he's acting precipitously. He's ignoring our allies. It's destroying peace in the Middle East. Things in the Middle East aren't any worse. They aren't any better, but they aren't any worse.
Well, we keep hearing that the ISIS has been defeated. ISIS has been defeated. Well, you know, from everything, at least in this article, ISIS is, in some ways, it's about as strong as ever.
Okay, but let me ask you this. You know, you're somebody who comes from the liberal side of things. Should America be the world's policeman?
See, that's, I think, and that's a good
And let's face it, you pull out of anywhere and there's a void, and someone will fill that void. Whether there's someone good or someone bad, it may be determined by time, but I think in the Middle East, you can almost bet it will be someone bad.
Well, maybe, but, you know, I think now you're kind of playing the whole what-if thing, as if to say, hey, look, you know, if it's not ISIS, it's going to be somebody else.
Well, history has shown that I'm right.
Well, you know, so what are you going to say? You're going to say that, okay, so therefore we should turn our back on the Middle East because it's always
going
to be...
No, but how many American lives do we risk? How many do we sacrifice in the name of what?
And how much...
In the name of what?
In the name of protecting America from terrorism, because that you see,
but yet at the same time the wall would do that and would stop bringing in opioids into the country, but people are opposed to that.
Well,
let's be consistent.
Yeah, I think Joe, you might want to try being consistent. How did we go from discussing ISIS and terrorism to now we're discussing
because terrorism?
Opioids.
No, we're talking about terrorism coming to the United States, and what funds terrorism if not drug money in a lot of instances from the Middle East, Bobby?
You know, it is not terrorists that are trying to cross the border between Mexico and
they found
the United States.
365 members of MS-13 or MI-13, whatever it is, in the past year, who have tried to get into this country. Now that's the number they caught. How many actually made it?
And
I would submit to you, they are terrorists.
And that's the number out of how many? I mean,
But no, that's not my point. My point is that if we're going to be consistent about these things, we should be consistent about them. If we want to stop terrorism in the Middle East, we should want to stop it on our own southern border. If we want to let people into this country willy-nilly.
Right.
You know, we have people who said, don't let in people from Islamic countries. Yet, most of the Islamic countries are in the Middle East, and that's where we're having the problem.
And we have border patrol agents at the southern border that hopefully can screen folks that are coming trying to cross the border, and we could determine if they are gangsters.
Let me ask you this question.
Drug dealers.
You know, obviously the government's in shutdown, and that's where we started this conversation. And it's shut down over the fact that money is not being allocated is sufficient for the president for border security. Now, I will concede to you that I believe the Democrats want border security as well. I think the Republicans want it. The Republicans are willing to do it with a wall. The Democrats at the moment are saying, we're not going to give you any money beyond the $1.3 billion that were already in the budget. You know, so are the Democrats right in not being willing to bend a little bit and give more money for border security if that's what the president wants?
Well,
the Republicans bent and gave Obama a little bit more than he wanted in some instances.
I believe the Democrats did offer more than the
Well, they're now saying not another cent, not another cent.
What was the deal? What was the deal in place that would have remedied the whole Dreamers issue, the whole DACA issue, and I'm not sure that that wasn't for the full 25.
Well, the president offered
it.
He offered them a path to citizenship, but the Democrats turned him down.
And my understanding is that it was that the Democrats were already that we had a deal in place for DACA, for the Dreamers, and it was the Republicans in Congress that shot it down.
No, I didn't hear that.
Well, we'd have to then. Well, we're going to be back together in about a week, so we can both
look it up in the meantime
and check it out.
But seriously, if border security is important, and the Democrats don't want to spend $5 billion on the wall, even though, as you point out, it's an infinitesimally small part. $5 billion, a small part of our budget.
Yeah, but the wall is not $5 billion.
No, I know. It's going to cost considerably more than that. But he was looking for $5 billion to get it started. Or at least to shore up places where it's been weak. And, you know, I'm sure that what they would do is look at that and say, what is the best we can do with the $5 billion? But the point is, Why not, if nothing else, say to the president, look, we're not going to vote for $5 billion. 2.5 is it. We'll give you that. We'll split the difference, and we'll open up the government, and we'll all move on. What's wrong with saying that?
Because you got to do the right thing, and maybe the right thing is not a $5 billion wall. You know, everybody tries to use as an example of border security. They say, you know, Israel has a wall. So I checked it. Okay, so Israel's wall, I found out, it's not a concrete wall with spikes. Israel's wall, at least 97% of it, is a double chain link fence. With a road running in between it.
Well, as the president said, we'll build whatever you want to call it.
Well, okay, and I would bet you could do a double chain link fence for a lot less than $5 billion.
But what can we electrify it?
Plus the fact that the Israeli wall
is electrified, you know.
Well, I don't know if it's electrified. I didn't see that in the article that I looked at, Joe. But again, I will try to verify what you're saying. But it is equipped with electronic sensors, so they're using modern technology. More and more folks are realizing that Donald Trump's idea of a wall, they're referring to it as seventh century technology.
But have you seen the Israeli wall? It's rather wide. It's far wider and more of a scar on the landscape than a single wall with the bars on it that the president's proposing.
So you're saying that we should spend the $5 billion so that it will be artistically attractive, and that's
aesthetically.
What we're
gonna, well, aesthetically I think
attractive.
That if you're going to have a wall, it ought to be a beautiful wall, as the president has promised. What's wrong with that?
Well, we got a guy here who sent an email, and he's complaining that PennDOT is painting the overpasses.
Well, we'll read it.
In Philly, in special designer colors.
It says a very obvious sign of the hypocrisy over liberal rants about border wall funding is the amount states spend on leadless sound abatement barriers or walls in the U.S. A 2010 study showed Pennsylvania spent over $276 million on these walls alone. The PennDOT website says it costs $2 to $3 million per mile. They are building some 25 miles of it in Philly along I-95. Are you kidding me? Just because Jim and Betty Lou don't like the sound of cars and tractor trailers? Now they're painting overpasses in special designer colors in Philadelphia. How about the electronic PennDOT signs telling us roads are slick when it's raining? Jeez, build the wall. Shut it down, signed Duffy.
I know. That's quite an email. I read that myself, and boy, the guy's going all over the place. Apparently, he doesn't think we should be spending money to paint the overpasses.
Well, I think his point is, if we've got money for that, why not money for border security? That's the point I get out of it.
Well, Joe, you're sitting here telling me we should be spending money on an aesthetically attractive border wall. This guy is writing that, no, we shouldn't be spending money for attractive overpasses.
No, I didn't say we should spend it for an aesthetic border wall, and I don't even think it needs to be a wall. I think there needs to be enhanced border security, and it may take many forms.
Exactly.
The president is saying a wall. I think what he's actually saying is enhanced border security.
I think he's saying he's calling for a wall. He's calling for a wall, and again, and this is the box. This is the box that he himself put himself into. He made a campaign promise.
Sure.
Two campaign promises,
and the Democrats
actually
don't want to give him anything because that would look like he was fulfilling it.
One campaign promise that he would build, that a wall would be built. That was one campaign promise.
And then Mexico would pay for it.
Mexico would pay for it.
One way or the other, he said.
Okay.
One way or the other.
So the idea that Mexico would pay for it, that's generally gone by the wayside, although, as you point out, he says, well, there's ways we could get him to pay for it. But anyway, his whole thing, it's a campaign promise. You know, I don't even know if it's the best way to provide border security. I personally don't think it is. But that's the whole thing. He wants the Democrats to help him fulfill a campaign promise. You know, the issue should not be, are we going to fulfill campaign promises? The issue should be, what is the best way? What is the best way to provide the very best border security that we can get? You know, another one of Republican presidents, George H.W. Bush, Bush 41, he had promised, I believe, no new taxes.
Mm-hmm.
I think he said
cost him the election. Read my lips.
As it turned out, right. And at some point, he actually, because at least he had the wherewithal, the integrity to see that in this case, we might have to, we did have to increase taxes. So I think that's the kind of president that does the right thing. It's not the kind of president who says, well, you know, I made this promise to my supporters, and come heck or high water, we are going to fulfill that promise, because that's what it's come down to.
But what's wrong with making a campaign promise and trying to keep it? I mean, we have many politicians who don't do that.
Obviously, there's nothing wrong with making a campaign promise.
And he won the election. Elections have consequences. He said, I think we should build a wall. People elected him. What does that say to you?
That says that if he can get the $5 billion, he should build the wall. And so far, he's not. And you're right. And you are correct. Elections do have consequences. And if you can recall, there was an election just this past November.
Yes,
and
where the Republicans increased in the Senate but lost the House.
Yeah, they got two extra seats in the Senate that when they really were in a position where they could have gained about 10 of them, and they gained two of them. But yes, the Democrats took over the House and
will take over. Haven't done it yet.
In a couple of days. And you're right. And that election will have consequences. And one is going to be that Donald Trump is going to have a tougher time.
Well, one is going to be that Maxine Waters is going to launch investigation. She's already promised that.
Yeah, go, so. Maxine, go.
And we got to go. We're going to take a break for the news. We invite your calls and comments, 1-800-795-9565, or email us at onthemark@wkok.com. This is WKOK Sunbury. We'll be back after the news.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by TheraWorks Relief.
I'm Gary Nahn. Two children, both from Guatemala, have died this month while in the custody of U.S. Customs and Border Protection. The latest, an 8-year-old boy, there are questions, there is outrage. The deaths of the two children have triggered changes in the system. Live to CBS's Jim Taylor.
It's an SOS from U.S. Customs and Border Protection.
We've asked for help. We've got two Coast Guard teams deploying today to support our Border Patrol agents in checking the welfare of children in our custody.
25,000 children, more than ever before. Commissioner Kevin McLennan says every child under 10 is now receiving a second medical exam.
That means paramedics, who are also Border Patrol agents, checking each child in our custody to determine their health status again, in addition to the original processing.
Asked if the partial government shutdown is worth it, McLennan tells CBS this morning, border security is absolutely necessary. Gary?
No sign of a solution or compromise in the partial government shutdown, now in its fifth day. The president and Congress still at odds over border wall funding and how to keep the government in spending money. CBS's Chip Reed.
One Democratic source on Capitol Hill did tell CBS News that the White House offered $2.1 billion for border security, plus $400 million for President Trump's, quote, other immigration priorities. But Democrats have called that a slush fund.
Congress returns to work tomorrow. Tsunami fears grips Java and Sumatra. More than 400 bodies recovered. More than 100 people still unaccounted for. CBS's Barry Peterson.
Shelters are overflowing with 21,000 people evacuated as a precaution against another tsunami. Mostly the old and the young, like 11-year-old Puput. I'm too afraid to stay in my house, she says.
Heavy rains are drenching the region, making search and rescue very difficult. Russian President Putin says his military next year will deploy the first batch of hypersonic missiles capable of delivering a nuclear weapon. He says his country now has a new type of strategic weapon. An unusual ceremony today in a small North Korean town. North and South Korea today broke ground on a project to modernize North Korean railways and roads linking them to the South. The ceremony in a North Korean border town joined rail track of both countries. This is the first full business day since the shutdown began, and Wall Street is in a sharp slide. Market analyst Joseph Saluzzi says the Federal Reserve is not the culprit.
The markets have built a lot on the economy, but also on confidence. And what we have right now is a confidence crisis. Things like, you know, questioning the Federal Reserve and the Mnuchin comments, those are not helpful.
S&P futures up 20. This is CBS News.
To experience relief from muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief Fast-Acting Foam. Get TheraWorks Relief today in the pain relief aisle at your local pharmacy or TheraWorksRelief.com. To experience relief from muscle cramps and soreness, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam is proven to prevent and relieve foot and leg cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today in the pain relief aisle at Walmart, CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens pharmacies or TheraWorksRelief.com. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. ZipRecruiter posts your job to over 100 job boards with just one click, and then their smart matching technology finds the right candidates. Try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/CBS News.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Boxing Day, a holiday in Britain and many countries that previously formed the British Empire. CBS's Larry Miller in London.
Well before the sun came up, Boxing Day bargain hunters across the UK were lining up outside stores attracted by discounts up to 70%. A third of the country is expected to forego online retailers for some in-person shopping.
I can be able to see what I'm buying.
It's also a big day for sports, soccer, horse racing, and the always controversial fox hunting, which draws hundreds of thousands of spectators. Boxing Day used to be when servants and the poor received boxes filled with charity or Christmas dinner leftovers from their wealthy masters. Larry Miller, CBS News, London.
The U.S. flu season is underway. The CDC says some parts of this country already are reporting significant cases. High flu activity in Georgia and Colorado right now, moderate in New Jersey. Flu season typically lasts about 4 months. Gary Nunn, CBS News.
And now, a page from the Diary of Flo.
Dear Diary, the ghost is back.
This house is protected through Progressive, but that doesn't mean it's not haunted. How else would you explain that radiator-like clanking sound? Or the moon-colored light in the hallway that's gone by morning? Maybe he never bundled home and auto, and he's doomed to suffer an eternity without the savings.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
What was that wind-like sound? Oh, right, the wind.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
A good night's sleep starts with the right pillow. That's where MyPillow comes in, and we're excited to announce the new 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special tab, and save 50% off the 4-pack, which includes 2 MyPillow premiums and 2 go-anywhere pillows. Use promo code SKY at checkout or call 1-800-635-1825. That's 1-800-635-1825. Or go to MyPillow.com, click the 4-pack special tab, and use promo code SKY at checkout.
News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here's your host for On the Mark, Joe McGranahan.
Thank you. Welcome back on board. I'm here with Steve Kushaloff. We invite your calls, your comments, your participation. It's an open phones day. Steve and I are kicking around some things that are in the news, but we invite you to join in and offer something different you would like to talk about. We know it's a holiday week, so you know you may be listening, but just taking your time and not want to pick up the phone and call. But you can shoot us an email if you want to at onthemark@wkok.com. Our program is brought to you by the good folks at the Sunbury Motor Company, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf and on North 4th Street in Sunbury.
And what is our phone number for On the Mark?
Well, I'm getting to that.
Oh,
our
okay,
hometown pharmacy's toll-free hotline number is 1-800-795-9565. The hometown pharmacies are the Shade Mountain Pharmacy, Mount Pleasant Mills, the Norrie Pharmacy, the Danville Pharmacy, the Lewisburg Pharmacy, Trutz Pharmacy in Mifflinburg, and the Bloomsburg Medicine Shop. Your hometown pharmacies offer personalized service on a first-name basis. You'll see Terry at the Shade Mountain Pharmacy, Route 35 in Mount Pleasant Mills, Tyler at Trutz Pharmacy, Walnut Street in Mifflinburg, Steve at the Norrie Pharmacy, Duke Street in Northumberland, Kathy at the Danville Pharmacy, Mill Street in Danville, Jennifer at the Bloomsburg Medicine Shop, Market Street there, and Brad, the owner at the Lewisburg Pharmacy, 2nd Street in Lewisburg. Some of the pharmacies offer delivery, but all of them offer great, friendly, personalized service from people you know and trust. Buy locally. Every dollar spent locally gets spent locally 10 times over. So you can support many in your local community by supporting the local hometown pharmacies. And we are eagerly awaiting the arrival of our news headlines. But in the meantime, we have a caller on the line, Dave from Lewisburg. You're on the mark.
Good morning, Joe. How are you this morning?
Fine, thanks. How about you?
Good, thank you. Quite well, I don't know if it's a question, but I was just listening a little bit as I was traveling, and your co-host, and I just seem to think that this is happens a lot where he doesn't have time for President Trump, which there's things I don't agree with him either, but it seems like they're always on the defense. As soon as the president says something, it's like they're getting their little notebooks out and saying, okay, what can we do that we don't want to do what he wants to do? We're not even going to look at it, consider it, or whatever. And my thought, you know, I just get so frustrated because it's time to put your big boy pants on and accept what it is and work with him rather than always trying to go against him no matter what. Hear what he has to say, and I don't care if it's a Democrat, Republican, hear what they have to say and at least try to work with them, where the first thing just always seems to be, how can we counter that, rather than say, well, that might not be a bad idea, and let's work at it.
Yeah. Well, did you happen to see the two identical statements, supposedly they arrived at exactly the same wording, independent of each other, put out by Schumer and Nancy Pelosi, that said that the president's shutting down the government over the border wall because he was told to do so by Rush Limbaugh?
Absolutely.
Oh, come on.
There's no doubt about it. And, you know, that's another thing, Dave. Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer came to the White House. They were more than willing to work with Donald Trump, and they were absolutely willing. But Donald Trump wanted to turn it into theater, wanted to turn it into a reality television show. And Mrs. Pelosi herself said, you know, is this really the best thing to be doing, to be trying to negotiate in front of the media? But that's how Trump wanted to do it. And please don't forget that in the middle of that whole thing, Donald Trump said he would be proud to shut down the government.
Well, he said he'd own it.
So I think in that sense, the Democrats were more than willing at least to negotiate with Trump.
I'm not buying that. How about you, Dave?
Well,
no, I'm not. How many of the Democrats stayed there to work on it over the Christmas holiday?
How many Republicans were in Washington over the Christmas holiday? Come on, Dave. The Republicans.
I don't know. I asked you. You answer my question.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, I don't know. It's just like
I'll
it's
say
just
zero.
Like, okay. Well,
I'll take a guess. It was zero.
Screw the country. I'm gonna look out for myself and have a Merry Christmas.
And the thing is, you see
pictures of Nancy Pelosi's house or whatever, and they're all behind a wall. They're guarded.
No, actually, Nancy Pelosi isn't behind a wall. That was the wrong house. I will admit that. One of our callers pointed that out to me, and I checked it out. The house next door to her has a wall around it. Her house does not.
And, you know,
maybe they don't want Nancy Pelosi coming over.
Yeah, they're trying to keep Nancy Pelosi out.
We got houses in Sunbury behind walls. Apparently you guys seem to think that's the answer to all of our problems. We all build walls around our houses for $5 billion or whatever we can get. And, Joe, you're laughing about this idea that the right-wing media is the ones who turned Donald Trump's head. I guess you didn't have your television on last week. You would have seen videos of Rush Limbaugh sitting there behind his microphone saying absolutely that he was absolutely against that the president should not sign a bill. And in fact, Trump even called Limbaugh's network and said, don't worry, we're not going to do it. And Rush Limbaugh said, we've just been notified by the president that he's not going to sign.
Well, that doesn't mean that Rush Limbaugh took his advice. I'm sorry, Dave, I don't buy that Rush Limbaugh has that much power. Do you?
No. Two things. First of all, I didn't have the luxury of watching TV because I was busy trying to make a living, so I wasn't sitting in front of the TV with my Christmas cookies and coffee. The other thing is, you said about a wall where there's a chain link fence and a road between it. I don't see a problem with that if they have high tensile wire, if they have sensors in between. But, you know, everybody seems to think that the president wants this high concrete wall with spikes sticking out of it or whatever. And that's the other thing I don't think they're really negotiating. I think it's just like, okay, well, they hear the word wall, and they, I say, Democrats or whoever's against it, hear the word wall, and the first thing is, you know, they put their guard up and say, no, we don't want a wall. We want drones or whatever. Or, you know, I just feel like they're not listening, and they're not really paying attention. When you say about the media too, well, I'm sure the Democrats like the media there too, because they can say, well, look what we're trying to do, but he won't do it. It's just like, you know, a bunch of ball babies just crying, and I'm sick and tired of it.
Well, you can make the argument that Nancy Pelosi wanted the media out of there because she wanted to propose something, some kind of a trade that she didn't want to do publicly.
Well, Joe, I love it. Here we, you know, Joe, I will give you the, you are the conjecture king, Joe.
That's what they pay me for.
Apparently, because, you know, you're reading Nancy Pelosi's mind. And Dave, you know, Donald Trump has proposed steel slats, and the latest picture that came out of the White House was a wall, I forget how high, 15 feet, or was it higher than that, or was it 30 feet, I don't remember, but it was steel slats with spikes on top. So it's not, so when we say that the Democrats are the ones that are coming up with these concrete wall ideas, no, it's the Trump administration who's putting out these ideas. Now, if there was real negotiation in Washington, if both sides actually were to sit down and talk about border security, maybe they would come up with an idea for some kind of a barrier in the places where it would be appropriate. But as we know, negotiation is not something that happens in Washington. And Dave, don't don't just blame the Democrats for that, because if you can remember when Barack Obama first came into office, and that was going back 10 years ago, Mitch McConnell said, we're going to do everything we can to make sure he fails. So this whole idea that Democrats and Republicans will not work together, do not for a minute think that that began with the Democrats in 2018. That's been going on.
I don't care who started it. What I want to know is who's going to end it.
Well, I don't. I have no
idea. Apparently, it's not going to be the Democrats.
I have no idea. But I just love.
You nailed it there too, and I agree. You know, there's people. I don't care if you're a Democrat or Republican. I don't care. You know, if you have an idea, I'm going to at least listen to it. And that's what I think people in government aren't doing, is they're not listening. It's like, how can I advance my agenda? What's the best way for me to do it? Is it to go against the president? Is to be, you know, with the president? It's not listening to the issues. It's how can I advance my agenda, or how can I get reelected, and not really listen to what it's actually about. And okay. I just wish there would be no Democrat and Republican parties. It would just be, hey, we're Americans, let's try to get this thing working the best we can.
Hey, Dave, there's a great idea.
I mean, here's three people on the phone that we can't even agree on yeah. You know.
But at least we're talking.
And we can agree today's Wednesday.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
Dave, thanks for your call.
Again, you know what? You said at least we're talking.
Yep, we are that.
How much is getting done? You know, it's like, well, every day they're talking, but what are they talking about, and what is getting accomplished? And that's the one thing I think that Donald Trump is doing that has everybody so upset, is he's not a politician. He's a businessman, and he likes to see results. Be it right or wrong, he likes to see results, mm-hmm. And government is too much, well, let's think about this. And, you know, once a decision's made, it can be changed.
Yep, but you're right.
Hey, look at that.
We got to run, Dave. Thanks for your call. Appreciate it. Take care. Have a nice holiday. 1-800-795-9565 is our toll-free hotline number. We have to do the headlines and take a quick break to stay on schedule. State troopers say they've charged a Mifflinburg man with 50 counts of rape and various charges after he admitted raping a woman who has intellectual disabilities. State police say 65-year-old Stanley St. Clair Sr. confessed to raping the victim approximately twice per month between 1997 and 2009. St. Clair was arraigned and released on $150,000 bail. Troopers say the case came to light when the victim, who was an adult female with intellectual disabilities, disclosed to a caseworker that she had been sexually assaulted. She reported that the incident ceased 9 years earlier. The incident in Union County is under continuing investigation by state police. Two men are wanted by Selins Grove police after storming into a high street home Sunday morning, armed with a semi-automatic rifle and a baseball bat. The two assaulted one of the occupants of the home and made off with drugs and cash. According to Selins Grove police, the men forced their way into the apartment in the 100 block of South High Street at about 11:30 a.m. One victim was hit in the face with the bat and sustained serious injuries. The intruders demanded entry to a locked gun safe and left the victims bound and gagged. The culprits, police say, made off with a large amount of drugs and cash. They are described as being between 21 and 35 years of age. One has dark brown hair, medium build, and is about 6 feet tall, wearing a red and blue hooded sweatshirt, brown watch cap, tan pants, and sunglasses. The other suspect has brown hair, medium build, and is about 5 feet 7 inches tall. Anyone with information is asked to call the Selins Grove Police. And Northumberland County District Attorney Tony Matrilevich released a statement this week warning Valley citizens to beware of a repeat phone scam. The latest reported case involves a woman from Cole Township receiving several spoofed phone calls from a caller claiming to be an IRS employee. The caller says there is an arrest warrant issued in the woman's name. The DA says the calls have originated from 218 and 314 area codes and are spoofed, meaning a valid name or phone number can appear on your caller ID and is intended to give credibility to the scam. All right, we have to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with more of On the Mark. Call us at 1-800-795-9565, as Dave did. Email us at onthemark@wkok.com or text us at 70236.
News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna.
Well, unfortunately, my computer here is not going to the commercial break, which we called for, and I don't see our producer. So we will have to hold off on that for a minute until we...
A special holiday greeting from your local hometown pharmacies.
It's the holiday season in Central PA. Everyone's busy all night and all day, planning for visitors to their hometowns, prepping for parties with New Year's countdowns.
If anyone starts to feel under the weather, we have lots of things to help them feel better. With pharmacists and staff so friendly and quick, a hometown pharmacy can just do the trick.
And boroughs and towns, we're so very close by, near the river and woods. It's not a long drive. There's Bloomsburg, Lewisburg, Northumberland 2, Mifflinburg, Danville, and Mount Pleasant Mills. Ooh.
We love what we do, and we truly do care. When it comes to your health, we're always right there. You can give us a call. Better yet, stop on by. We'll have a nice talk. You can give us a try.
There's nothing quite like a hometown pharmacy where everything's the way it all used to be. Wishing everyone out there good health and good cheer for the holiday season and throughout the year.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from everyone at your hometown pharmacies.
It's time to stop smoking once and for all by attending the next Mark Patrick Hypnosis Seminar in Lewisburg. In just 2 hours, you can finally become a lifelong non-smoker. Regardless of your past experience or how long you've been smoking, this program is designed so you can stop smoking without anxiety, irritability, or gaining any weight. For only $49.99, you can become a non-smoker through hypnosis. Tuesday, January 15th at the Best Western Plus Country Cupboard Inn, 7701 West Branch Highway in Lewisburg from 8 to 10 p.m. Registration starts at 7:30. Seating is limited, so get there early to reserve your spot. All forms of payment are accepted. Or for more information, go to markpatrickseminars.com. Over 500,000 people have attended this program. Try it. It can work for you. Almost everyone knows someone who stopped smoking using hypnosis. Now that someone can be you. Attend the Mark Patrick Seminar, Tuesday, January 15th at the Best Western Plus Country Cupboard Inn, 7701 West Branch Highway in Lewisburg. And use the power of hypnosis to stop smoking now.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle's worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you, the other guy's way or the SMC way. The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Welcome back to On the Mark. I'm Joe McGranahan along with Steve Kushaloff. We have an email pending and a caller on the line. We'll get to the caller first. Dan from New Berlin, you're on the mark.
Hey, good morning, guys. Why, you talked about, I'll talk about the IRS. I had a call or two like that a couple years ago that, you know, I was under investigation. I knew it was a fake call, so I just hung up on them. But anyway, getting to the wall, why, I'm a little upset with the president, too, because I think he should have went for the wall before this, maybe a year ago or so. He should have built the wall, got the funding when he had more chance to get it. And another reason I'm upset about it, I think he should not go for the $5 million.
That's
or the
billion,
$5 billion,
right.
Excuse me. He should go for the $25 or $30 billion that he needs to build the whole thing. And I don't think he should tiddle around with the $5 billion, or now they want to get it down to 1.3. It's a waste of time. It's not like it's going to cost a lot of money in the government's way of looking at things. And it's well worth it. So that's what I think on the wall.
Okay.
And
well,
it's that, again, it comes down to the one thing, to the Democrats, to the liberal Republicans to the establishment.
Do you know any liberal Republicans?
I know rhinos. And to them, Trump's so despicable, so disgusting, such a nobody that they won't give him anything. And it's still, I could call 2 years ago, my call could have been the same thing. It's just, they're not going to give Trump anything that he really wants. And this is what it comes down to.
So worth shutting the government down over, Dan?
Yeah. I think, in fact, he should have shut it. He should have went for the $25 billion that he needs, total amount. It's not worthwhile shutting it down for the $5 billion. I wished he would have went for the $25 or $30 billion for the total wall, because it's going to happen again. He'll have to shut down the government on the next budget if he wants to get $5 billion more.
Well, let's hope that $5 billion, if he got it, would solve some of the problem, at least. I'd hate to think we spent $5 billion and got nothing out of it.
It'd be better than nothing, but I wanted him to go for the $25 in the first place and get it over with. It's not like it's... I know, to me, I don't carry that much money around in my pocket, but to the federal government, it's not that much.
Yeah, billion here, billion there, soon it runs into money. Hey, Dan, thanks. We've got another call we have to take. Thanks for calling. 1-800-795-9565. Frank, you're on the mark from Elysburg.
All right. Has anyone ever gone down to Arizona, San Diego, New Mexico, Texas, and actually visually see, you know, anyone in our region has actually seen that landscape? I doubt it. The whole perspective of this wall is a pure political pawn. I've seen the barrier. I've been through Tijuana. I've been back and forth. What's there? There's an immense amount of security. Only 20% of the immigration problem that comes across the United States is from the corner of California. That's where the majority of the immigration takes place. And Texas, down by Mission, Texas. The landscape is impossible to put up this massive thing. It's not going to require 10 billion, 5 billion, 15. It's going to be 200 billion. There will never be enough needed funds to continue the project. We just launched a $14 billion aircraft carrier that's state of the art. Okay? And look it up. You'll see it. It's there. The whole concept of how people get into this country and drugs is not through the desert. It's a small percentage. If you're a Trump fan out there, do some statistic. If you really think this wall will make a difference, yeah, in that corner of California, yep, whatever barrier, Trump's changed his mind and his opinion, it's no longer a wall, he's calling it a bush, a tree, a fence, whatever you want to call it. You know, it's a crazy thing. He made a promise, and all he wants to do is get to be able to stamp it and say, I did it. See, I fulfilled the promise. When the Republican Party had full control last year this time, or prior in November, he didn't get that budget money with his own party. They know the patheticness of this wall. They know it. And as far as the government shutdown, he's just using this as a political pawn. And seriously, you know, you're more likely to come into the United States as an immigrant from Canada. So is the next thing we're going to have is a wall across the Canadian border? People are flown in, false passports. There is intelligence on both sides that will get what we need, what people want in drugs. In there must be an intelligence examination. It's not about all immigration coming through that damn corner of Tijuana, Mexico. It's a much bigger aspect, and he's not talking about that.
Okay.
I mean, my nephew works in the federal prison, and he thinks the wall is ridiculous, and he's actually hoping they don't pass the money. The $1.2 billion, the $5 billion is a spit in the bucket to what would reality be the need to build something that's in his head. But it ain't going to work.
Okay, good opinion. Thanks for very much for sharing that with us, Frank. Thanks a lot. 1-800-795-9565. To his comment about having been to the border area, Larry G. from Texas says, "Good morning, fellas. I'll start this by saying I believe your co-host is a good man. That said, I could not believe he said that 65 terrorists coming across the southern border is nothing to worry about. I live in a state where more than 100 illegal immigrants enter every week. I can assure Steve it is very concerning that any one of these illegals can be a terrorist. I also assure Steve that every law enforcement agency in our state is helping residents of the state to be alert to potential terrorists living in their communities. Lastly, I can assure Steve that many illegals move through Texas to places like Central PA where they can work and go unnoticed. Steve, unlike you, I believe 65 terrorists coming into the U.S. is a bad thing for all Americans." That's from Larry G., who is in Texas.
Well, Larry, I agree with you. 65 terrorists coming into the country every day, no doubt that's a bad thing. But are we talking about a wall or are we talking about border security? Because the wall, and I applaud that caller from Elysburg who had a little bit of good sense. You know, this whole thing about a wall, it's Joe, it's turned into a political football, and a very expensive political football, a very large political football, but that's what it is. The wall is a political football. Now, border security is not a political football. Border security is clearly something we need, and even the fellow who sent the email. But
why not say then, if I'm Nancy Pelosi, I'm going to be in charge of... Let me finish. If I'm in charge of finances, I will give you $3 billion for enhanced border security, and here's the things we'll spend it on. And, you know, if you know what's best and you know it's not the wall, then they should be proposing a certain amount of money and saying, this is what I think we need for border security and here's how it ought to be spent.
And, you know, this is the same thing we talked about the last time I was on the air. You don't know that she hasn't done that.
Well, she hasn't done it publicly.
I have my Google machine right here. I brought my iPad in, and the next commercial I will look up Democratic proposal border security.
From Nancy Pelosi.
From Nancy Pelosi. There's room in there. I can type the whole thing. And we'll see what the Democrats actually have proposed.
All right. Ida, you're on the mark from New Berlin.
Hello?
You're on, Ida. Go ahead.
I'm all for Trump's wall. For one thing, my sister lives in Florida. They need a lot of help yet from the flood. There's still people living in tents and stuff down there. And look at all over Costa Rica and everything. All the people, there's lots of people that have been in a flood and lost their homes, especially in California. Why aren't we helping them? Why do we need the migrants here? Let their country they come from help them. And another thing I want to say, if you've been on your computer lately, they got the country's raising money on their own. There's $15 million already.
Yeah, I saw that but there are like 25 or 30 different GoFundMe accounts, so it's hard to say which one really you should contribute to.
Yep, I'm going to contribute when we are, my man and I, as soon as we decide which one we're going to go to.
Yeah, it'd be helpful if there was only one, you know, if maybe the president had started one,
He didn't start it.
I said if he had.
I know, a veteran started that came back from the war that has no legs or anything. He's the one that started it.
Well, we'll see how it goes.
My son's a great Trump fan. That's how I know everything.
But I don't think we're going
to
get...
Not a day he don't talk to somebody from Florida or somewhere about the wall. And for Christmas, for instance, we didn't know what to get him. We got him a Trump book, a Trumpy bear, a Trump hat, and we had him a Trump shirt made for 2020.
Okay. Hey, well, thanks, Ida. We appreciate your call and your support. I'm sure the president appreciates it, too. Thanks a lot. 1-800-795-9565. We have one call already and one coming in. And, Eric, you're on the mark.
Good morning, and happy almost New Year.
And to you
as
well.
I think it's very interesting, and I appreciate certainly the comments of my neighbors here in central Pennsylvania. But when we throw around the word billion, and last they talked about 15 million, we have to remember that each billion is 1,000 million, which is, you know, 1,000 millionaires, their entire income. when President Obama was in office, the Republicans would speak continuously about the deficit, the deficit, the deficit. And now that President Obama or President Trump is in office, it seems like a lot of my more conservative folks want to throw out there, and the gentleman from New Berlin, oh, let's just do $25 billion instead of $5 billion. That's $25,000 million. Already with the tax cuts, we're what's going on with the deficit, and why do we not hear about the deficit? We're talking about a legacy that's going to go, you know, already multi-generational, but at some point, our country will collapse because we will not have enough money to pay off our own debt, let alone have enough program money to run programs.
Yeah, you're right.
We need to start dealing with this. And, of course, everyone, you know, was going to talk about taxes. I've heard the same gentleman complain who says, let's put another $25 billion towards the wall, complain about, hey, our taxes are too high. I mean, we have to get some reality here.
But if we're gonna do something about the national debt, Eric, it's gonna have to be more than just not building the wall. There are gonna have to be some serious cuts in government spending, and they're not gonna be very popular cuts.
Granted, but adding another $25 billion to the debt is not going to help anything. Correct? And we've talked about this before about how ludicrous this tax cut was in the time where we do need revenue. And we're going to complain to our state folks that our state taxes are too high, and we're going to be screaming at our local school board that our local taxes are too high, realizing that the federal government doesn't send money to the states. The states don't send money locally. You and I, as local property owners, are the ones who have to pick up the bill, because eventually the buck has to stop somewhere, and it stops at a doorstep. $25 billion more? Let's be realistic, folks.
Oh, good point. Hey, thanks very much for your call, Eric. We appreciate your comments this morning. We have to take a quick break. Al from Norrie's hanging on the phone. We have two other lines wide open. Give us a call at 1-800-795-9565 or email us at onthemarketwkok.com. Our toll-free line brought to you by the Hometown Pharmacies. The entire program brought to you by the good folks at the Sunbury Motor Company.
Are you a procrastinator? Do you put things off till tomorrow, next week, next month? Well, the procrastinating ends now. Sunbury Motor Company will end your new car procrastination this week.
Just listen.
Take up to $14,000 off the area's largest selection of new Ford F-150s at Sunbury Motors Ford. Pick from 67 F-150s with four-wheel drive crew cabs starting at just $35,914. There's over 57 new Ford Escapes with discounts up to $7,250, slash to just $17,970. Sunbury Motors Hyundai has up to $4,000 off Tucson's, starting at $21,545, with 11 to choose from. And new Hyundai Kona start at $22,970, plus a great selection of the all-new Lincoln Nautilus. At Sunbury Motors Kia, 2019 Kia Sportages are discounted up to $4,000, starting at $23,315. And 2019 Kia Sorentos discounted up to $4,500, starting at $26,415, with $23,000. The procrastinating ends this week. Sunbury Motors Ford, Hyundai, and Lincoln Pivot or 4th Street Auto Plaza Sunbury or Sunbury Motors Kia on the Strip in Hummel's Wharf.
You may not know it, but your company's always under attack from hackers, spammers, and other criminals.
Sooner or later, without Pentella Data's DDoS mitigation, your network's bound to fail.
But our protection works off-site, watching, waiting, and catching thousands of attacks in real time,
keeping bad data away from your servers.
So even if there's a battle happening in the cloud or here on the ground, it's business as usual.
It's all possible with the next generation network from Pentella Data.
Now, more than ever, businesses need IT support to be successful. Just look at how Pentella Data's IT pros are assisting the Lehigh Valley's pros. The Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs and the Lehigh Valley Phantoms utilize Pentella Data IT services to make their day-to-day business run smooth, from wireless guest services to their point-of-sale operations and their servers. We're there because IT is our game, and it's in our name. Pentella Data IT Services. We're in.
Hi, this is Dave Moyer for the Benjamin T. Moyer Furniture Store in Sunbury. This year, we celebrated our 83rd year in business. A lot has changed since 1935. Our way of doing business has not. We're proud to offer you the best quality for the best price, which translates into great values. This Christmas, we have a solid maple, Amish bedroom for just $29.99. Now that's a value. a solid wood, Amish-crafted bedroom for about the same price as a lower-quality particle board bedroom. This Christmas, invest your money in something that will last for years to come. We feel especially blessed to have been voted the best furniture store in the Valley by the readers of the Daily Item. We've been helping folks just like you bring Christmas joy to your home for more than 83 years. So if you've never been in our store, please accept my personal invitation to visit and see why so many folks named us the number one furniture store in the Valley, the Benjamin T. Moyer Furniture Store, 35 South 4th Street in Sunbury, during our Christmas gift sale, or visit us on the web at moyersfurniture.com.
Welcome back to On the Mark. I'm Joe McGranahan. With me is Steve Kushaloff. You're the star of the show, though. All you have to do is give us a call at 1-800-795-9565. Our toll-free hotline number brought to you by the Hometown Pharmacies. Our program brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company. Our email address, if you want to chime in that way, is onthemark@wkok.com. And Al, you're on the mark.
Good morning. We did some math, and the math is 62 million people voted. I called before about this, but now I got better derivatives. 62 million people voted for Trump. He wants $5 billion. So if you divide 62 million into $5 billion, you come out $80 each.
There you go.
So if we could get $80 each, we'd be putting our money where our mouth is. And that should really show Congress, because they're building a wall of words. Around whether they want to give them $5 billion or not. They're, you know, putting words in the way. But if we put our money where our mouth is, that should show them that we are serious, because he did want to put 1.8 million people on a path to citizenship 2 years ago. And then the numbers are, each one of those people, if they're in needy and different ones, the average comes out to $70,000 each that we could spend annually if things go wrong with that illegal immigrant and overstayed visa or whatever. So I don't know what the math would be on 1.8 million times 70,000, but it's a lot more than 5 billion.
But I liked your idea of, if the Trump supporters feel so strongly that a wall, a physical wall, is the best remedy to illegal.
Well, see, there you're doing the word of walls again.
Well, that's what
you're
they
doing
want.
The word of walls.
I
We're
know,
talking
I
$5 billion for some kind of security, and they voted in 2006 for almost 700 miles of double fence and border security, but it was a physical barrier that they voted for.
All the Democrats
that are
voted for it.
Now, they all voted for him. They all voted for that themselves when it did them some good.
And there may
and
be
And we're
places.
All pawns. We're all pawns. For this political game and this word game they're playing.
Well, the political
so
word
I'm
game.
I'm saying, yeah, it's a good idea that we put our money where our mouth is, but that should also show them that we want something done, because did is done. What you said is already done. Now let's do something and make it new, like get border security, take care of the people in the fire, the floods, the hurricanes, the tornadoes. We have enough of our own problems. We have enough of our own crooks. And we let 2 million people in a year in this country.
Legally.
That's more than anybody. Legally. 2 million a year. Get in line. And he offered 1.8 million. This guy bends over backwards. And you can't restrict a person's speech in the United States of America, so live with it. He can speak any way he wants. He was elected by the U.S. citizens. We can speak any way we want, when we want, where we want, and you can cut me off any time, but that's your prerogative also.
Well, if you don't curse, I won't cut you off.
Right, and I don't have the phone. I have no control over the phone, so I can't cut you off either.
I could, but I won't if you're not cursing.
Well, okay, but okay. I'll be nice.
All right. Well, thanks, Al. We appreciate your comments, as always.
Well, and I think what we should do is, we all, like you said earlier, we all got to get the money going to the right spot so it shows that we are serious. And maybe President Trump ought to be listening to the station, because I'll tell him right to his face if you can give me his number. Get on TV and tell us what we're all talking about, and we'll go along with you. We're just simple men and women that want it best for our country, our people. And we're welcoming, and we'll let anybody in
Well, let's do it the right way, and that's all he's saying.
Well,
and,
yeah, but the
quit
problem
putting
is
up a wall of words.
Not everybody will listen to him. In fact, when
no, but it's a wall of words they're putting up because they don't like who he is and the way he got there and what he did.
He had a long Christmas Eve conversation with a little girl, and people found things to criticize that for, saying he maybe said something that would lead her to believe that Santa Claus wasn't real.
What did he say? What did he say, Joe?
Nothing bad that I heard.
That you, you know, and. I don't know how bad it was either, but at least let's get the right words. Apparently what he said was, he said, do you believe in Santa Claus?
Here you go
Claus?
With your words again.
Yeah, I know. He said, do you believe... He said,
get the words. So let's be politically correct.
Well, no, let's get the...
You know, don't get so upset and... You know, we're all in this together, buddy. You know, don't get so upset. I mean, we just want what's best for the United States people. We voted President Trump in, so... It's time you get on board with everybody else.
Everybody else? Hey, don't
yeah.
forget. Don't
yeah.
forget.
Well, he's our president.
Don't
so
forget the majority. The majority
the
of voters.
The
majority
one
of
winner,
voters.
One loser.
Yeah, and the majority of voters actually voted for a different candidate. But we're not even going to get into that.
Well, there you go with the words. But the way it's set up by our Constitution.
That's,
is the way it was,
I
and the rules went
arguing.
Down. If you don't like the rules, vote somebody
Jim
in that
right.
will change the rules. But
not
now we voted for President Trump, so call him President Trump and give him the respect he needs and quit playing words, word games, and this and that, and semantics.
Okay. Yeah,
we
right.
didn't
no.
elect a goody-two-shoes in there. We elected somebody that cares about the people generally and loves
well,
everybody
he,
in the United States.
He certainly
States,
cares
he
about one
it.
Person himself.
Well, if it weren't for if President Obama had a 6-minute phone conversation with a little kid on Christmas Eve, the media would say, oh, how wonderful the president took his time. He was such a good
oh,
man.
Yeah.
And the kid's
yeah.
parents obviously think it's great. They didn't have any problem with it. But the left-wing media, the mainstream media, oh, it's terrible. He destroyed this
what
girl's faith.
And I keep asking
I don't know.
You don't know what he said.
I didn't hear the entire 6-minute conversation. I heard segments of it
I
on
heard
TV.
The whole thing.
Okay.
I was listening in.
All right. Well,
well
I'm
let
glad
me tell you, if everybody had Jesus in their heart, it's hard to get me upset anymore.
All
because
well.
I got Jesus in my heart, and I love everybody. And I'll pray for everybody. And I'm praying for him all the time. And it just is so much better. And
well.
And you can see so much clearer.
Give me
I
a minute.
Mean,
I'll find
there.
A way to tick you off royally.
I think he's got, the Holy Spirit got President Trump by the tail, like I said before. And I'm not afraid to confess my faith. And if he's confessed his faith on TV, and that was one of the first presidents I ever seen confess his faith on TV.
Okay. Hey,
well, that's all I got to say.
Thanks,
continue
Al.
Continue your conversation.
Take
Thank
care,
you.
Buddy. Take care. 1-800-795-9565. That's our toll-free hotline number brought to you by the Hometown Pharmacies. Mike Bowling says, it's too bad we can't build the wall out of Russian collusion because people just can't get over that. And he's laughing out loud over that one.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll take our final break of the day. We invite your calls and participation on the mark at WKOK.com. Our email address, phone us at 1-800-795-9565.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you. The other guy's way or the SMC way? The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
The Susquehanna Valley is a great place to live, but it can be difficult to connect to community life. Maybe Christ Wesleyan is that connecting point for you. On campus, discover the Well Coffee House, serving great food and drink options. Meadowbrook Christian School, offering fully accredited education for your students. Dozens of young adults experiencing real life change. Or just check out a Sunday morning service at 9 or 10:45. At every age and stage, Christ Wesleyan in Milton has something for you. We're ordinary people, trying to make our world a better and happier place to live. Find us online at cwcmilton.org. Christ Wesleyan, sharing the light.
Mahindra tractors are built to give you more lift capacity, more built-in weight, more peace of mind and more year-end holiday savings, like zero down, zero interest for up to 72 months, or more Mahindra savings up to $8,600, only from the world's number one selling tractor, Mahindra.
Save on Mahindra tractors at Hilly Ridge Sales and Service in Mount Pleasant Mills or hillyridge.com.
Now through December 31st, see us or go to MahindraUSA.com for more information.
You may not know it, but your company's always under attack from hackers, spammers, and other criminals.
Sooner or later, without Pentella Data's DDoS mitigation, your network's bound to fail.
But our protection works off-site, watching, waiting, and catching thousands of attacks in real time.
Keeping bad data away from your servers.
So even if there's a battle happening in the cloud or here on the ground, it's business as usual.
It's all possible with the next generation network from Pentella Data.
Now, more than ever, businesses need IT support to be successful. Just look at how Pentella Data's IT pros are assisting the Lehigh Valley's pros. The Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs and the Lehigh Valley Phantoms utilize Pentella Data IT services to make their day-to-day business run smooth, from wireless guest services to their point-of-sale operations and their servers. We're there because IT is our game, and it's in our name. Pentella Data IT Services. We're in it.
Welcome back to On the Mark. I'm Joe McGranahan along with Steve Kushaloff. We're talking about the government shutdown and the impact. Well, actually, we haven't really dealt with the impact it might have, but we are talking about the border wall, which is what the president has said he has shut down the government for. He has said he takes full responsibility for it or credit for it or claims he owns it. And as Steve and I pointed out, the majority of the phone calls this morning haven't dealt with people upset about the government being shut down. It's dealt with whether or not you support the wall, which is the reason the government is shut down at the moment.
Right. And as I said over and over, that this wall thing has just become a political football. The issue should be border security, and the issue should be what is the best solution for border security. And Donald Trump can see only one answer for border security, and that is a physical, gigantic wall. His current model is made out of steel slats with spikes on top. And as far as getting back to the government shutdown, before the government shutdown, Congress, both the House and the Senate, felt that they had a quote-unquote deal in place that Trump had indicated he would support. And so the Senate went along with this vote, and the House went along with the vote, and they voted for money that would have kept the government open at least until the mid-February.
But not giving the president what he wanted.
Not giving the president what he wanted. And right away, the far right-wing media, I don't include you in that, Joe, but the Rush Limbaughs of the world, the Ann Coulters, the Laura Ingrams, they jumped on Trump, and he caved in dramatically to
these
right-wing
media. What about all the people on the other side, people on the left, all the Joe Morning Joes and the MSNBC and the Rachel Maddows who are on the other side yelling, it's terrible, it's terrible. It's
so be it. How about Fred Thompson? Do you remember Fred Thompson?
I do.
Okay.
One of my heroes.
I remember back in 2007, Fred Thompson was taking part in a presidential debate. Senator Thompson was a conservative senator, pretty well respected from Tennessee. So in the middle of this presidential debate, there's Grover Norquist, head of the Americans for Tax Reform or something like that. He demanding that these candidates for president take a pledge that they would not support new tax increases. And all the candidates on the stage genuflected to Grover Norquist, said, "Yes, sir, Mr. Norquist, we will not support a tax increase," except Fred Thompson. Senator Thompson said, "I don't make my pledges to Grover Norquist. I make my pledges to the American people." Contrast that with Donald Trump when Rush Limbaugh and Ann Coulter get on the radio and on the television and they start criticizing the president and he immediately caves into them.
You're saying there's a quid pro quo there or a cause versus effect, and I disagree with you. Dan, you get 1 minute, and I mean 1 minute. Go ahead.
Hey, we spent about 6 years ago, President Obama sent $150 billion to Iran to appease the country.
False.
Total waste of money.
Not true. Incorrect.
And, true.
No, Dan, you know, so I have heard that. I hate to interrupt you because you are the caller, but I have heard that over and over from Republicans. Yes, we saw I remember it because I saw it too. We saw a pile of cash, literally a pile of cash on a getting sent over to Iran. That was Iranian money that we had been holding because we had cut off their money. Those were Iranian assets in America. Once we had negotiated a deal with Iran, we gave them back their money. So please, I hear that from every right-wing Republican that we gave Iran money. No, we didn't, Dan. That was their money, and we gave it to them because we had negotiated an agreement with them.
I think we gave him the money, Dan. How about you?
Oh, of course.
I do, too. We gave him the money.
I love it.
But that be so be it. That $25 billion compared to $150
that we gave Iran. Why would we give Iran why would we give Iran that money? Just because we felt good about them? Because we liked them?
Well, because we had a bad administration in power.
Oh, Lord love a duck.
We wanted to appease. They tried to make that deal with Iran.
I'm so glad you guys are not in charge of writing the history books.
Well,
the history of America
Joe,
and the world would just
Joe's
get changed week after
history,
week.
History, and I'm going to edit it.
All right. Hey, Dan, thank you. Oh, I'm sorry, Dan, I accidentally clipped you, but your time was up. Hey. I agree with you that the money was Iran's and that we gave it back to them. But it was a bad deal, in my opinion. We should never have given them their money back.
Did that applause come over the mic?
Yes, it
okay,
did.
Okay, good, Joe, because I thank you.
But still, we gave it back to them. I wouldn't have given it back to them.
What?
I would have wanted something more. I don't think that, you know, the Iran deal, with all due respect to President Obama, who I think was trying to do the right thing, he thought that would solve the problem. It didn't solve the problem, and it was the wrong thing to do. But at the time, he made the decision, and as my president, I supported him. You know, I don't like it, and I don't think that it was right, but it was his right to do it, and he thought it would produce a positive result. And it's always easy to quarterback after you've seen what's happened.
Not that I have read about it in detail, but everything that I ever did read about the Iranian agreement was that the Iranians were living up to what they said they would do.
Well, I don't believe they were.
Well,
you know, and maybe I'm pessimistic, but I think that that's not. I wouldn't have shut the government down over that. And President Trump, I mean, I'm willing to concede to him that he feels very strongly he needs to get this done now. It's the Republicans who are at fault for not doing it in the 2 years that they had where they are in control of the House and Senate. They could have controlled the spending bill. They always came up with a reason why they shouldn't do it. Now it's down to the end, and the president's faced with a tough choice. I either stick to my guns and say I want money for this wall that I couldn't get for the past 2 years because I know I'm not going to get it going forward, or I cave in. Now, if he's a man of integrity, he holds fast to his guns and he says, I'm going to draw a line in the sand here, as President Obama said he was going to do with your friends over there, and I'm going to stand fast until I see what happens. And that's what a person of integrity does.
Well, maybe Dan from New Berlin is right. Maybe a man of integrity says, you know, I don't need $5 billion for this wall. I need $25 billion, and so I'm going to shut the government down until I get the whole $25 billion. And maybe a man of integrity...
But you can't spend it all at once. In other words, let's face it, if he had $25 billion today, the wall wouldn't go up. It would take years of planning. All these things are funded incrementally, and you know that as well as I do.
Yes, I do, Joe. But the other thing is, okay, so let's say even if the Democrats were to give him $5 billion today, once the Democrats take over the House in January, when do you think there's any chance he'll get the additional $20 billion that he needs?
No, but I think eventually the Republicans will regain control of the House somewhere down the line. And if the $5 billion hasn't solved the problem, or if conditions become worse, I believe Democrats are patriotic. I believe they want border security. And if they saw things were getting out of hand and President Trump wasn't going to get the credit for it, they'd cough up more money.
Well, for border security.
Yes.
Which, again, you know, if we're talking border security, that's one thing. If we're talking a wall.
But the problem is we're not talking. I mean, do you look up in the break to see what Nancy Pelosi's proposal was?
No, I didn't, because I was dealing, I was reading.
Well, don't bother,
because
you won't find any there.
She hasn't made one. Next week, and that's what I'll have to bring in with me next week.
But I think if the Democrats were doing their job, they'd be putting something on the table that forced the president's hand. When they're saying not another dime, and I've heard so many Democrats say not another dime, not one more cent, that's not negotiation either. Hey, Steve, it's always fun having you here, even though we argue back and forth.
And, you've got control of the board here, so you always get the last word.
Well, now you know how I feel every day when I'm doing the show with Lawrence. Hey, thanks very much for being with us. Mark, we'll be back tomorrow. This is WKOK Sunbury. You're listening to On the Mark.